Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us as we mourn the death of Betty Ann, our beloved sister in Christ. Amen. Ned, Pam, Dylan, Shirley, Gloria and Bruce, Alice, Ray and Eileen, family and friends. Our Lord has taken Betty to Himself in heaven. But take heart, He says, for we will see Betty again. So says Jesus, who is our resurrection and our life. Amen. Betty was a beloved wife, mother, grandmother, and friend. As we remember her, we turn to the Word of God, the very same Word which lifts us up as on eagle's wings, comforting and strengthening us as we grieve Betty's death in the hope of the resurrection. The Word of God that lifts us up this day comes from the Gospel of Luke. In chapter 2, it was a passage that Betty played often and sang often after she had received the Lord's Supper. It's called the Nunc Dimittis. That's the words of Simeon. Now let your servant depart in peace. In the text, the aged Simeon holds the Christ child in his hands for the first time, and he sees the salvation of the Lord. He says, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." Betty's life was marked by her love for this child, for Christ Himself, and the joy that He brought to her every single day. He whose hands bear the crucified marks of Betty's redemption are the very same hands that held her in His arms as a 7-year-old child when Betty was marked in His name and washed and cleansed in the waters of holy baptism. From then on, the written and spoken word of God was inscribed on Betty's heart and soul. And oh, was it her source of joy. As Betty grew in the faith, so did her love for the precious gifts of God. Betty held God's written word in her own hands and rejoiced in the God of her salvation. When confirmed in the faith, now able to confess it, Betty came for the first time to the Lord's table, where here, like Simeon, she held the very flesh and blood Savior in her own hands and confessed Him to be the bread of life. As Jesus said in John 6, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." And Betty was not thirsty, even in the end. No, the love of Christ filled Betty to the very brim, and her cup runneth over. Christ's love spilled over into Betty's career as a linotype operator for News Record, where we see quite clearly how her love for the written word was on full display as she continued to place the written word into the hands of countless readers. This testament to Betty's life and faith is etched in stone, so to speak, as her picture can be found right next to that linotype machine at the Rockpile Museum in town. I'm looking forward to checking that out. You know, even after retiring, Betty's love for the written word endured. I'm told that she zealously critiqued and proofread everything that came across her eyes, and she graciously corrected it. I, for one, am very glad she never saw my written sermons. Now, the written word wasn't the only thing that Betty adored. She also loved music. Long ago, Martin Luther famously said, "Next to the Word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure of the world." Betty believed this. Betty lived it. Music has the power to teach, to reinforce the doctrines of the faith, to lift up the human spirit. It isn't any wonder, then, that next to the written word, Betty herself loved this art. In her hands, the Lord placed the accordion, the piano, and the pipe organ, beloved instruments which Betty used to glorify God, to support and the proclamation of His Word, to strengthen believers and bring them closer to the divine. Now, if Betty's hands weren't at the organ or in the good book itself, they were holding tightly onto the hands of her family and friends. From leading her children in the way of life and watching over them as they were sick or discouraged, to keeping Ned on the dance floor and out of trouble, to her work in the LWML and in all the quilts she made, Betty continued to use her hands and to bring the overflowing joy and love of Christ into the lives of those around her. Betty's vibrant sense of fashion and love for dressing up is a testament to the beauty she found in Christ and in life. Like the bright colors and patterns that she wore, the gospel of Jesus Christ brought her and brings to us and to our world color and light. This is true in times of sorrow and in times of joy. Betty knew this well. She knew the pain of loss with the passing of her son Alan and her husbands Ray and Roy. She knew it. But the Word of God and the hope of Christ brought comfort and beauty to those hours of pain. And by God, Betty was brought through them into times of great rejoicing too. For example, Betty found love and happiness with Ned, with whom she enjoyed making her colorful dresses and square dancing and traveling and seeing the world. God be praised. Beloved, as we look back on Betty's journey, we see the hand of God at work, guiding her through all these moments and memories, many of which are kept by Betty for us in all those scrapbooks outside. All these things, giving her comfort, strength, and hope in Christ. The psalmist spoke Betty's faith well. Lord, you are my shepherd. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall pursue after me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Today, as we remember and give thanks to God for Betty Ann, let us gladly take after her example and hold on to Christ Jesus. For just as He was Betty's life and light, so is He ours. As Simeon said, He is a light to all the nations and the glory of His people. Therefore, just as Betty cherished Him, saw His hand at work in her life, and held His blessed gifts in her own arms, let us also delight in God and cling to His bountiful gifts, such as that gift of comfort in Christ, with which He comforts us this day. In Christ Jesus, we are certain that just as Betty held Him in her hands, so does He now hold her in His loving arms. He is her Savior and Lord, her Shepherd, who was crucified for her, who shed His blood to atone for all her sins, who rose again from death to justify her and validate her faith forever. We are confident that He who has ascended into heaven to welcome Betty now holds her in His loving embrace, as together we await that day when we will return, when He will return, and we will see Betty again. He will raise up Betty to stand upon the earth, dressed in the most beautiful of garments, even more beautiful than anything she'd ever sewn. And that's saying something. We shall see Betty clothed in the very robe of Christ's righteousness that covers all her sin. And so shall we see her in those robes, beaming with life, and dancing again, and singing, gleaming with that smile of hers from ear to ear. And behold, even better than this, together with Betty, we shall behold with our own eyes, and not another's, the Lord Himself face to face in the fullness of His glory. Excuse me. And so to Him now do we pray. Let us pray. O Lord, as You have kept Betty in Your hands throughout her life, so now do we commend her to You. Amid our tears, we yet rejoice in Your gospel and in the hope of Your promises. For You are our light, our glory, our resurrection, and our life from this time forth and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding and overcomes even death, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The congregation now stands for prayer.